Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 27th October. Top stories for today. An oil and gas maintenance vessel, Dayang Topaz, capsized near an offshore platform located about 7.7 nautical miles off Kuala Baram this morning. The Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency Director General Maritime Admiral, Dato' Muhammad Zubil Matsum, said initial information revealed the vessel capsized after one of its anchor cables broke following the bad weather, causing it to collide with a platform. Former Director General of the Defence Intelligence Division at the Defence Ministry, Lieutenant General Dato' Sheikh Mohsin Sheikh Hassan and two senior officers of the Malaysian Armed Forces were charged in the Sessions Court today with soliciting and accepting gratification in connection with the awarding of the Defence Ministry's project to a company. The court has set November 27 for mention for submission of documents. M. Indira Gandhi said she will file a lawsuit claiming 100 million ringgit from the Inspector General of Police over his agency's continued failure to execute a court order to reunite her with her youngest daughter, M. Prasanna Diksa. After a protracted court battle, the Federal Court ruled in January 2018 that the unilateral conversions of Indira's children were unlawful. However, the police have yet to recall Prasanna and return her to Indira despite the decision and a previous mandamus order she secured compelling the IGP to execute the recovery. The maximum retail price for 3-ply surgical masks will be lowered to 70 cents from 1 ringgit on November 1st. According to Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Dato' Alexander Nantalingi, single-ply masks may be sold for a maximum of 7 sen each, while 2-ply and N95 masks could retail for 20 sen and 6 ringgit, respectively. A bomb blast at a religious seminary in the Pakistani city of Peshawar today killed at least 7 people, including children and wounded dozens, many with burns who are now receiving treatment at the Lady Reading Hospital. The madrasa is largely for adult students and many were studying when the blast happened. According to police, unknown people planted explosives in a plastic bag. Vietnam was rushing to ensure more than 500,000 of people were out of danger today, ahead of the arrival of a powerful typhoon set to dump more heavy rain on a central region devastated by weeks of intense weather. Hundreds of flights were cancelled and schools closed in affected areas as Typhoon Molef approached over the South China Sea, packing wind speed up to 165 km per hour and expected to make landfall early tomorrow. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.